Well, good evening, folks. This is KK4JZX, and this is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for January 3rd, 2013. Wow, I've been waiting a while to say that. Tonight, we're beginning our radio, the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. It is 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And what we're going to do here tonight is what we do every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We try to talk about technology in a roundtable type discussion. This is not intended to be a one-way discussion on topics. This is intended to be a TechNet in which everybody becomes involved. And if you have a question, you have a concern, you have a tip that you want to bring up, you can bring it up on the TechNet. But at this time, I'd like to take any emergency or priority traffic. If there's any emergency or priority traffic, it is your turn. This is KK4JZX. All right, so since there is no emergency or priority traffic, we're going to go ahead and move on with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for tonight, January 3rd, 2013. This is KK4JZX. Folks, we don't have too many rules here on the TechNet. All we ask is for you guys, ladies and gentlemen, to bring up any topics, any questions, any concerns, any issues, any tips you might have on technology related to radio, computers, telephone systems, cell phones, you know, name it, Android devices, iPhones, iPads, and we'll try to have a discussion that is a roundtable discussion on any topic that might come up. In fact, there was a cliffhanger last week that I'm going to bring up in a little while. But at this time, I'd like to take any announcements. If anybody would like to make any announcements at this time, go ahead. It's your turn, and we'll continue with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. All right, Matt, KA0PQW, go ahead.
KA0PQW here. Be kind of watching the upper bands here and stuff, though, not so much tonight, but, you know, kind of off and on here. I don't see much happening tonight, but we've been having some openings on 6 and fairly good ones there, 6 and 10 and 12 and stuff, so be kind of paying attention. K0PQW. And I'll just be listening along to the net, and if I can answer any questions, I sure will. Jose, K0PQW.
Okay, Matt, K0PQW, KK4JZX. There's a question that came up last week that perhaps was a good one for you, so you might want to hang on so that I can ask it, and maybe you can answer it. It was a question asked by KK4QL, which is Tracy, but I'm going to go ahead and start taking calls now. Anybody that would like to check in at this time with any questions, any topics, go ahead. It's your turn. Anybody, anywhere, if you can hear my voice, go ahead.
K0PQ.
All right, I've got one station. Regular, Phil, I didn't see you there earlier, and I thought you weren't going to be able to make it, but thanks for joining us. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead with your comment or tip or question tonight on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Over.
Yeah, I popped in there right at 7 o'clock, I think. I was watching something on TV, and I was waiting for it to get over. Seeing it was 7, so I just got on here. Usually gets over about 3 minutes, so it rained a little late, so it popped on here at 7. I don't really have any comment or questions or anything right now. I don't know if, I noticed Herb isn't here. As soon as I come on, I didn't see Herb, so I started the recording. I don't know if you need it or if you got it going or if you need a backup tonight.
Yeah, yeah, Phil, if you could stand by and back me up. In case I'm not able to continue, I really would appreciate that. Go ahead and acknowledge, and then we'll continue. KK4JZX.
Yeah, that's why I started recording, just in case. Usually if I'm back, I'm going to record it also. So I got it going. So I didn't see Herbman here. I guess he's dealing with his medical issues there. So, yeah, I'll back you up there. So I guess go ahead and take the other check-ins, because I don't really have any comment. Unless some questions come in, I don't know if I have any answers. Don't have anything to talk about right now. Back to you, K0 Echo Tango Quebec.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. And at this time, I'd like to take any check-ins. Anybody that would like to ask any questions regarding technology, any tips, any suggestions, any topics, you can come in. And please give me your call sign in phonetics. And we'll try to answer it, or maybe we'll have somebody here that can answer it for you. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead. It's looking like it's going to begin as a slow night, but we'll continue on here. And Matt, KA0PQW, we had a question last week by KK4QL, Tracy. What he was asking was, if there was a way to use Citrix to connect to a remote computer, establish the Equilink session on the remote computer, disconnect from Citrix, and have the Citrix computer, and have the Equilink continue running on the host computer. KA0PQW, this is KK4JZX.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Citrix is. It's obviously a program to use to remote control the computer, but no, it's not something I know anything about.
Okay, Matt, I hadn't had time to actually look into it, but probably in the next few days I'll be able to do that. And this is KK4JZX. We're taking calls now for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet with any questions, any topics, any suggestions. We're taking them, and we're taking your check-ins. If you have anything to bring up on the TechNet tonight, go ahead, it's your turn.
WA0TDA.
Sounds like I heard Pat on there. Sorry about that. WA0TDA, go ahead.
Okay, very good, Jose. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I was just kind of listening along here and not really paying as close attention as I should have, Jose. So I didn't hear the question about Equilink with Citrix. I use Citrix every day, so I'm familiar with Citrix, and I do know that it is possible to port the audio through Citrix, through the Citrix application, because you can start like a media player on the remote server, and then the audio will port back through to the computer you're working with. But it's not the best. It tends to kind of be choppy, and maybe it depends on the Citrix server. So I know that the choppiness is not. Oh, it sounded like I went overtime there. Okay. Anyway, so it's possible to port audio, but I'm not sure if you can port it both ways, like for transmit with a microphone.
Pat, the question that KK4QL Tracy had was you can take a Citrix session, connect to a remote host, launch Equilink, disconnect from the Citrix session, and leave Equilink running with any configuration that it might have on there. Maybe I think Tracy was asking because he has a rig that he has set up on a remote computer with Equilink, and he'd like to be able to launch that and get it up and running and disconnect from the session and leave Equilink running and the rig up and running. Does that clear the question? This is KK4JZX.
Oh, yes. I don't see why that wouldn't be a problem. That's just remote administration, really. So what you're going to do is just start your applications on the remote computer and then leave them running and then log in later on when you want to change any of the status things. So I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work. I don't use Citrix for that particular purpose, but I certainly use LogMeIn and TeamViewer to operate the remote base host computers that way. WA0TDA.
Yeah, well, definitely mention that to Tracy when he comes back on. I don't know if he's on tonight. I haven't checked. But when he comes back on, we'll mention it to him, and we'll see what happens. Well, thanks, Pat. Unless you have any final comments, go ahead and come back with your final comments, and we'll continue on with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for tonight. This is KK4JZX.
Well, I was just going to mention that we had a compliment, an unsolicited compliment from one of the remote base users today, and he said the station worked perfectly. It was his first time user. So he had been using a different remote base station, one that Lyle was running, but he got set up with one of ours, and he said it was really working great, so it's good to hear that and get those unsolicited comments. But we like any kind of comments, even if they're just buttering us up. Hi, hi. Good work, team. WA0TDA.
Wow, Pat, that's good to hear. And it's going to get better. And the client is going to get better. I'll be working on that very soon, and hopefully we'll get more of those unsolicited comments as we get more people on board here. But that's great to hear. Great to hear that the stations are being used and that they're working really well. So we'll continue working on that. Hopefully we'll have something a lot better coming up very soon. This is KK4JZX taking calls for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet tonight. Anybody with any questions, you're free to join us. And we're going to try to discuss any topics related to technology. And whether it has to do with antennas, RF, computers. I mean, if you've got issues with Echolink running on the various platforms, such as iOS devices, you know, Apple devices, or the Android operating system, or Windows or Mac, you can bring it up on the TechNet, and we'll try to come up with an answer for you. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead with the check-in. Well, folks, sounds like, you know, we've got a quiet night tonight, and maybe folks are still out on vacation, still out with their families, doing things, recovering. I know school is on vacation, and my daughters won't start school until next week, which is the 7th, so I don't know everywhere else what the timelines are, but it's family time these last couple of weeks, and I know folks are out and having a good time, spending time with family, out and about. So we do expect it to be a little light, but we're taking calls, and before I continue with calls, I'd like to mention that if you'd like to find out more about the Handy Ham Daily Nets, or the two night nets that we have, which are on Wednesday and Thursday nights, you can go ahead and visit www.handyham.org, click on Handy Ham Nets, and you'll get a listing of all the times and all the nets that Handy Ham runs. So go ahead and visit www.handyham.org and get your information about the nets. All you have to remember is 11 a.m. Central and 7 p.m. Central. That's all you've got to remember. And so 11 a.m. every day, including Sundays, and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays for the Global Net, and 7 p.m. on Thursday for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Folks, we're taking check-ins from anybody that would like to ask any questions or come up with any topics regarding technology. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Good evening, Jose. Here is November 6th, November Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Wait a minute. N6 NFF. That must be Doug. Doug, how you doing tonight? Hopefully I'm not wrong, but I do recognize that voice. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Well, Jose, you've just won $1,000 in Confederate money because you did get my name right. Yeah, this is Doug. The call is November 6th, November Foxtrot, Foxtrot. We're here in Sacramento. And I do have a question that I'd like to pose to the net tonight, and hopefully there is somebody out there that can answer it for me. And that is, I'm the proud owner, as many of us blind hams are, of the Kenwood TMV-71A. And the question that I have is, I'm given to understand that that radio is capable of performing the function crossband repeat. Is this so? Does anybody know that? And if so, how do you get it to do it? Because I spent a better part of the afternoon trying to figure out how to do it, but was not successful. So if there's anybody out there that has a Kenwood TMV-71A I would very much appreciate knowing how to get the radio to perform that function, cross-band repeat. That's my question, Jose, so I'll send it back to you, KK4JZX and Annette from N6NFF.
All right, N6NFF. Doug, this is KK4JZX, and the question is from Doug is about the Kenwood TMZ-71A, and he wants to find out if anybody can answer his question as to how to get the radio to do a crossband repeat. All right, folks, this is KK4JZX taking your check-ins. Go ahead.
KK4JZX, I can answer part of that question.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Well, the first part of the question, and good evening, Doug, everybody. Yes, the TMV-71A is capable of cross-banding. But I think it's actually capable of being touch-tone remote-controlled. However, I don't know how to do it. We were playing with it at camp, and the radio we had at camp has a problem, a receiver issue, so... however, I think if I look around here, I might have some instructions on it. And if I can find them, I'll email those to you, Doug. KA0PQW.
All right, KA0PQW, Matt, thank you very much. Doug, N6NFF, did you catch that? Did you copy? This is KK4JZX.
Yes, I sure did, Jose, and thank you very much, Matt, for the offer. I accept it, so whenever you are able, I'll look forward to that email if you're able to find those instructions. Thank you very much, Matt, and thank you very much, Jose. This is N6NFF, back to net control.
All right, folks, so we've got one question on the table here. It is about the Kenwood TMV-71A, and Doug, N6NFF, wants to know how to do a crossband repeat. And if anybody out there has an answer for Doug or would like to come up with a new question or a new topic or a suggestion or a tip, and we definitely welcome that on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. We're taking check-ins at this time. Anybody anywhere that can hear my voice, go ahead. It's your turn.
KF5HGU.
Okay, KF5HGU. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Okay, Jose, sorry about that. I did it real quick. Name's Bob. I'm in Mesquite. If I'm not mistaken, isn't the 71A, is that the radio that has the voice chip in it? And Doug can probably tell us that.
KF5HGU, go ahead and go direct with Doug, N6NFF. Doug, go ahead.
Good evening, Doug, N6NFF. Is that the radio that has the voice chip? And the reason I asked that is I think Linda, 7... high voltage female has that same radio. She might be able to help you on that. Go ahead.
Hello there, Bob. Nice hearing you. And the answer to your question is yes. The TMV-71A does have the VGS-1 voice chip in it. So hopefully at some point, either through Linda or Matt, we can get that issue resolved, because I sure couldn't figure it out today. But knowing me, there's probably some little thing that I should have done but didn't do. That's the reason for it not working. But thanks for your query, Bob. N6NFF.
Okay, Doug. I might, try email her or something like that. I thought when you said that was the radio that she had, and I know she's real happy with it. N6NFF and Annette, K5HU. We're clear. Back to you, Jose.
All right, Bob, K5HGU, thank you very much. And Doug, N6NFF, for participating tonight. Bob, if you have any... questions tonight, we're definitely taking them, and if you have any comments, any tips, go ahead if you have any, or just any comments before we move on, go ahead.
No, I don't, Jose. I just got in here. What is it? KK4JZ. JZX. I really don't. I had been watching a rerun of Ham Nation on the internet and finished it up. Remembered about the net, just thought I'd drop in, so I really hadn't been on there. Listen, don't have a particular question this evening, but we appreciate you running the net. KK4JZX, KF5HU. And then Happy New Year, we will say that.
Okay, Bob, Happy New Year, thank you very much. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Tonight is January 3rd, 2013. And, folks, we're taking check-ins tonight for Any questions on technology-related topics? We've got one question on the table by N6NFF. It is regarding the Kenwood TMV71A, and he wants to know if the radio does how to do crossband repeat on that particular radio. And that radio does have, we have confirmed tonight that radio does have the voice chip. And so if anybody out there would like to answer that question or perhaps bring up another question that is technology related, it is your turn on the net. Go ahead. All right, folks. And don't forget to visit the www.handyham.org website to learn more about Handy Ham and the daily nets. And this is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet tonight. We've got, thus far, we've got one topic on the table. And we have quite a slow night, but it is expected for this time of the year because, you know, the holidays and people out on vacation. So we're definitely going to be talking about technology in the next few months, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we try to make it a one-hour net. Sometimes it goes up to, it's gone up to about 2.5 hours sometimes, but sometimes it's slow. And if you've got any topics, any suggestions that you'd like to bring up on the net, we definitely would like to take those. So go ahead with your check-in and give it to me in phonetics. And we'll take your topic, your suggestion, or your comment. KK4JZX. All right. So since we've got no takers tonight thus far, I'd like to pose a question, perhaps on something that I've been thinking about building for some time now. I've got a trip, twice a year trip that I take up to Central Florida. It's pretty much in the jungle, and it's a paddling trip, and I've been trying to build a go kit, which is what I've been told is called, and where I can communicate with possibly with a repeater that's about 35 miles away, and I'd like to find out you know, what's the best equipment to take out there, and if there's any way to waterproof these. Or if there's any particular radio that would be waterproof that would help me in my situation, because the last time I was there in April of last year, I was there in April and in July, but I was in April of last year, we were stalked by a group of folks out there, and we had no communication. Our cell phones were down, and we were not able to call for help. So I'd like to be able to have a third or a fourth option, just in case that type of situation presents itself. So I'm taking any suggestions, any comments on that particular topic at this time. KK4JZX.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sangwal Pupora Papa Yankee / Charlie Echo from Santiago, Chile. I like to be here and hear something from the other radio amateurs from America. I'm actually from Turkey, but at the moment I have been staying in Santiago in Chile, 73.
That station in Chile, would you repeat your call sign, please? A little bit slower for me, so that way I can catch it. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not problem. My call sign is Tango Alpha 4. Alpha Mike Yankee / Charlie Echo.
All right, TA4MY. Go ahead and come back with your handle as well. And you're definitely welcome here. We're running the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, where we talk about technology tonight and every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central. But go ahead and come back with your handle and give us any further comments that you might have for the TechNet tonight. Essentially, what we do every Thursday night here at 7 p.m. is talk about technology, try to make it a roundtable discussion on any topic having to do with technology, and we welcome anybody, whether it's a check-in or a technology question, we take it. So go ahead and come back with your handle and any comments or any questions you might have for the net tonight. Go ahead. TA4MAY, I'm sorry, TA4AMY, correction. Go ahead, and I don't know if you're still on. Do you copy? This is KK4JZX. All right, this is KK4JZX, and hopefully that station from Chile can come back after a while, because we've lost them. But this is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and tonight we're taking questions related to technology. We've got one particular topic that was brought up by Doug, and that topic was related to the Kenwood TMV-71A radio, and he wants to know how to go about and set up the crossband repeat on that particular unit. And I had a question on the on the table regarding building a go kit, the best go kit for moving in an environment where there's quite a bit of water, because we are on the river. And we've got repeaters that are very far away. We've got a repeater about 35 to 40 miles away. And I think the nearest one is 35 miles away. So I'd like to be able to communicate while out there, because we've got a group of people that we take up to do a paddling trip for a good cause. And we got into a sticky situation last year that we don't want to be in on this year. So if anybody has any suggestions about building something that we can take, that I can use for emergency calls in case our cell phones don't work, which they didn't last time, I'll take your suggestions at this time. This is KK4JZX.
Victor X-Ray?
Victor X-Ray, that's all I got. Go ahead and come back with your call sign again. And give it to me slow, because I only got Victor X-Ray. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Roger. The full call here is Kilo Delta Zero, Kilo Victor X-Ray. And Chuck over here at Bell Plain, and I heard you mention something about a go kit, which is something that I'm actually working on right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were. I was talking about, we've got a trip that we do at least twice a year, up to Central Florida and Peace River, and there are some areas in there where communications are very bad for cell phone reception. So I'd like to be able to communicate using a radio out there, and we've got a repeater that's about 35 miles away from our starting location, and we've got lots of water, and I'd like to be able to carry something that is portable, waterproof, and that has multiple options so that we can communicate in the event of an emergency out there. Last year we had stalkers in the camp, and our cell phones were all down. We had no communication, and we had no way to call for help. So I'd like to have an option for this coming April. Go ahead.
Okay, Roger. Yeah. Basically what I did, I went to like my Lowe's or Fleet Farm, been pretty cheap. I have a toolbox, and I just basically took, it's a cheap plain old type toolbox, and I took the tray out of it and chucked that. When I got my new radio here, I put my Yaesu FT2800M that I've got, mounted it inside the box. There's two 9 amp hour batteries in there. I got a little fold-out solar cell, charge controller, and if you watch like some of the like Sportsman's Guide or your discounted sporting goods store, sometimes they'll have those solar cell kits. They come with a charge controller and the panel, and I got these batteries for about $9 a piece on sale at Fleet Farm here in Carver, Minnesota, and I got 50 feet of RG58 in there for coax, and a quarter wave mag mount, and or you can just get yourself one of them little roll up J poles, might work better. The little pocket deals, you always see Amateur Electronics Supply has them, Ham Radio Outlet has them, and you just kind of throw everything together in there, and you can mount things and fashion things to your liking, and you know, that way Actually, it's all in one big box, and I chose a yellow one. You know, we call it the bug-out kit here at the house. And, you know, if things go awry and we got to get going, you know, I can just grab it and go, and it's bright, it's yellow. Everybody can see it, knows where it is. So, you know, kind of give you some ideas there. Check out YouTube as well. Check that out. There's a lot of stuff on there, too. So, I'll turn it back to you, KD0KVX.
All right, Chuck, KD0KVX, thank you very much. You know, you mentioned that toolbox, and that particular radio that you mentioned. Do you know if it's waterproof? Because we're going to be moving and paddling on canoes, and this equipment, everything that we carry gets wet. Everything that we carry gets wet. It doesn't matter what it is, and we try to. There are certain things that we keep. In dry bags and all that, but I'd like to be able to do something where this equipment won't get wet, because, like I said, everything does get wet. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. As far as the Yaesu radio I've got there, the FT-2800, I'm not sure if it's a waterproof rig or not. I don't know what kind of power you would need from where you would be at to reach your repeater. One you might want to look into if you want to do something you know you could probably put into like a watertight bag would be a like a Wushan dual band HT. Yaesu makes quite a few mil spec radios that are watertight, or not, they're watertight down to I believe 15 or 20 feet or something like that. You know, something that you could wrap up in there. You know, the only reason why I went with such a big radio was, you know, the power. The 218 or the two batteries that are in there, you know, regardless, even if it's on low power, which is still 5 or 7 watts, in the roll-up antenna that's in there in the quarter wave mag mount, you know, it does a fairly good job. And you could possibly find some type of an enclosure for it that has some rubber gasketing on it too. Over.
Okay, I understand. What is, you said you had a solar panel, but we've got, we typically end up spending about 5 days out there. How does that help you, and are you able to keep the batteries charged fairly well, or do you use one battery and keep one charged, or how do you work that? Chuck, go ahead.
I've got both the batteries are hooked up to the charge controller all the time. I've never really ran the radio on high power except for one or two, quick cues, so it's just to play with it. It does fairly well. As long as you keep those panels deployed, even when you're not using it, when you're out there at the camp, it does help. It will keep the batteries charged, no problem, no questions asked, it's still... you got to keep them conditioned and things like that when you're not using it, and then you can fashion some type of a charging unit inside the enclosure so that when you're at home there, like you have a IEC cord from like a computer that you can plug into the back side of your box, and then it goes into that little charger. And that's one thing that I'm working on now, but, the whole thing put together, I think, with the coax and the two batteries and the panels and the charge controller, and the radio was a gimme because I had that here. That's why I put that in there. I probably got about $100, $150 into it. But I don't see why you couldn't do that with an HT as well.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much. Definitely, we'll be looking at that because I've heard of boxes that are waterproof. I don't remember what they were called. I've been doing a little bit of research, but if you have documentation on what you've got there, it'd be great if you'd be able to send it my way, kk4jzx@gmail.com, and definitely welcome, definitely appreciate your comments on that, and I'm going to be preparing something for this coming April, so all this is going to help me. So folks, we've got two topics on the table right now, one that was brought up by Doug, and 6NFF, which is regarding the Kenwood TMV71A radio. And that radio has a voice chip in it, which is we've confirmed that. And he wants to know if the radio and how to set up that radio for crossband repeat. Also, I've brought a question to the table about building a go kit, and Chuck has been describing that. So, Chuck, if you've got any further comments before I continue with calls, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And let me make sure I got your call right. Was Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Zebra X-ray at Gmail?
Roger. You've got that right. KK4JZX at gmail.com. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. I'll throw something together here for you. Within a day or two, I'll get some pictures and maybe even make you a video of it. And I'll send it up to you. And then you can kind of peruse through it if you're liking. Yeah, go ahead. You know, feel free to... once I get that to you, you can share it with the people and let them know. Don't necessarily have to do it that way. You can do it your own way if you want to just use some of the ideas or all the ideas. So, all right. Well, we're going to listen along here in the background, and we'll let you get back to it. So this is Kilo Delta Zero, Kilo Victor X-ray, Chuck, Belplaine, Minnesota. See you around.
KD0 KVX. Thanks very much, Chuck. And if you do a video, I'd like for... very detailed descriptions, as I am very good with my hands, and but I lost my sight about 10 years ago. So I can build these things. It's just that I need a very, very good detail on them to be able to build them. I do a lot of paddling, and I do build my own computers, and but I lost my sight, so I need a little bit more detail than most people do, because a video would be great. Because I could have somebody sitting next to me, like my daughter, who likes to listen to all and look at all that stuff. But good descriptions on what components are connected where would be great. Chuck, thank you very much for checking into the net, and thanks for your help. I appreciate that. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. We're taking your questions tonight on technology-related topics. Anything you might want to consider asking might be... having to do with, computers such as Windows, perhaps software that you need to set up on your computer, such as Echolink. Doesn't have to be related to radio, although most topics on here have been on radio. But if you want to talk about JAWS, which is a screen reader, talk about NVDA, anything that has to do with technology, we'll take it. And we'll try to find someone that can answer it. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead with your check-in, question, or comment.
W7ALX.
KF7UTR.
KC8FQV. I just want to say good evening to all. KCFQV, over.
Okay, I've got three. W7ALX, and I've got KF7UTR, and KC8FQB. All right, now W7ALX, go ahead. It's your turn.
KK4JZX, W7ALX. The name here is Mike Jose, and we've spoken last year one time. I made it into the net. And good evening to everyone on the net. Interesting there with a Go kit. I have one that's built for me. That I use, because I spend a lot of time on the water. So the kit is in a waterproof part of a waterproof backpack, and the rest is in a Pelican case. That's that I purchased, and then we have ways of running it off of the auxiliary power on either the boat or when I'm on land. Anyway, I have a question there, Jose, and that is controlling the TS-480 through a... I know it can be done, because I know the remote station over... I spoke to Pat this morning, and we spoke about the 480 and use of it remotely. What I want to do if anybody has any ideas, is to take the 480, leave the display here with me, and put the radio itself at another location, which is two blocks from me. I'm a director for emergency communications for the city of Depot Bay out here on the Oregon coast, and actually control it, not necessarily through internet. We'll go that way if we have to, but through Wi-Fi. I have a friend that can help me set up the Wi-Fi network that would go to between here and the radio. So if anybody has ideas, I would appreciate it. And some information on the rig blaster is what I believe Pat said that I would probably use for the interface. Anyway, back over to you, Jose. This is W7ALX.
All right, Mike, W7ALX. I know we spoke before, but I really apologize for not remembering your name. I typically remember most names, but I remembered the call sign, and I remembered your voice, but I did not remember your name. And but I will try not to forget next time. But so your question, Mike, is you've got a TS-480, and you'd like to be able to have the monitoring portion at your home, or in one location, let's say, two blocks away from the main radio, and you'd like to be able to control that via using Wi-Fi. Did I copy that correctly? Go ahead.
Yes, Roger. That's one possibility. I'm just exploring different avenues. The reason why we're thinking about Wi-Fi versus the internet, in the event that there's a problem where we lose connectivity to the internet, power lines go down, or phone lines, which is most of the time here it's underground, but there are portions of the city that still need to be I believe they're working on running fiber optics through the whole city. But to prevent any of that, that's why we're exploring Wi-Fi to between here and there. And line of sight is really good. I'm in an apartment on the second floor of a commercial complex. So anyway, yeah, that's what we're thinking of, Jose. W7ALX.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. W7ALX, this is KK4JZX. Folks, Mike's got a question about the TS-480. He's got a location that is two blocks away from where he wants his radio to be, and he wants to be able to control it, have the monitoring part at his apartment location, which is located two blocks away from the radio, and he'd like to find out if there's a way how to do that, or how to control that particular radio remotely using Wi-Fi. He wants to avoid internet because of issues with outages. And so let's see if anybody has a comment about that. We're going to go ahead and move on to KF7UTR. Brad, welcome to the net. Brad, I haven't seen you in a while. Go ahead, it's your turn.
Hey, Jose. Yes, it has been a little bit of time. It's been a little busy, but wanted to take a moment and jump in. You're still working on your canoe trip, obviously. Waterproof bag by PowerWorks fits your Ocean. Also, for those radios, they have a battery replacement, battery pack, where you can sit there and throw it on, and it takes AA batteries. Might be a heck of a lot easier to carry some AA's instead of trying to figure out how to charge it. Just a couple of different ideas and all that stuff that I'm putting together on my get-out-of-dodge kit also. So, anyways, sounds like you guys are coming up with some good questions. I'm going to take a gander at the manual for that other radio on the crossband and see if I can come up with an answer before the end of the net also. Anyways, Jose, doing a good job, and I will catch you later. KF7UTR.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much. KF7UTR, this is KK4JZX. Oh, you know, I've been working on doing two paddling trips I've got a. I'm doing it for a great cause. It's a not for profit, so it's. We've got two locations where we're going to be transmitting from. I'm going to be transmitting from. It's going to be from Peace River in Florida, where we're going to be paddling down 67 miles from Fort Meade, Florida, all the way down to Arcadia, and we'd like to have some reach out there where with communication, because cell phone service really breaks down somewhere midway. Even Verizon and AT&T service breaks down out there, and we had issues last year, but we're trying to do two a year, and sometimes three, and we're doing it because I've got a daughter that has cystic fibrosis, so we're doing it for a great cause. But we've got a good we've got three questions on the table right now. One of them is from Doug. He's asked about the TM-V71A, and he wants to know how to set up a crossband repeat on that radio. And we've got the question about the Go Kit, and then we've got a third question that is escaping me right now that we just discussed, but I'll bring it up after the break. All right, moving on to KC8FQB. Go ahead, it's your turn on the net.
All right, good evening. Hey, I don't really have anything. Just want to check in, like listening. And, one of the biggest problems they're having now with the power, you know, with the, because of Wi-Fi, but no, because of the fiber optic. Anytime it terminates, you got to have power at that point to run the fiber as it terminates and switches over to whatever mode it's going to go, if it's going out on copper or going out on coax or, you know, whatever it's going out. Has that power all along. And like the other day, I was going down the road, and I seen one of the phone sites. They just pop these sites. They're called light spans. And here I seen an Owen generator sitting there on the corner of the street. And the there was a brown beige box, you know, beige, you know, looked about the size of three refrigerators put together. Probably about the same type of size of a generator, which must have been the fiber and whatever the phone company needs. And so, you know, they're battling up the creek the wrong way trying to get all their stuff to work. But I don't really have anything else, but that's a major thing is happening, this fiber. And, of course, all firing and fueling all this is this technology we're using, video and everything. So, but what 2 cents worth this is worth, we'll send it back to Nick. Just wanted to say good evening. Over.
All right, KC8FQB, thank you very much for checking in. Thank you very much for your comments. And the question that was escaping me, which was extremely obvious, but you know how it is, sometimes we blank out, is the one about the that Mike asked about the radio, the TS-480. I have to laugh because sometimes my mind goes into this blank, but he's got the TS-480, and he's got two locations, two blocks away from one another. He's got the station, the radio portion in one place, and the monitor in another, and he'd like to be able to control the radio from two blocks away using Wi-Fi. The question by Doug, and then of course the question about the kit. All right, folks. We're taking your check-ins now with any questions, any comments on the topics that have been discussed already. If you've got something that you'd like to bring up on the TechNet in terms of a new topic, you feel free to do that. We'll try to answer it for you. If you've got a comment about what's been discussed already, that would be great as well. Go ahead. It's your turn. All right, folks. We've got we're at the pretty much at the top of the hour right now. It's about 9 o'clock. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central. And this is the Henny Ham Radio Club TechNet for January 3rd, 2013. My goodness, I've been waiting to say that. We're taking check-ins and we're taking comments, questions regarding any topic having to do with technology. If you've got an issue such as what I have with building a Go Kit, or you've got issues with setting up perhaps a working on your Equilink configuration. You'd like to be able to set up a rig and remote control your radio station. This is the place to ask the question. If we don't get it this week, we'll get it next week. So feel free to join us every week on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet for these types of questions, because what we try to do is we try to make it a roundtable discussion where everybody can participate. This is not necessarily a one-way discussion where everybody's listening and there's one topic every night. No, we try to make it as dynamic as possible. And if you've got a tip, if you've got a question, if you've got a comment, something you've seen that you'd like to bring up on the TechNet, we'll take that as well. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead with your check-in. All right, KD0ETQ, Phil, are you still available there? This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, still here, Jose.
All right, Phil, do you have any comments, any further comments for tonight? We're coming up on an hour, and we're going to probably be closing this very soon. We're going to take some final check-ins, but do you have any comments before we start taking final check-ins for tonight? Go ahead.
No, I've listened to all the questions that were asked, and I have no knowledge of any things that needed to be answered tonight regarding the Kenwood and, you know, with the remote, regarding what you were interested in the take along with you on your trip, and the other questions that were in there. I really didn't have any answers. I've been listening, but I have no knowledge what's going on, so I just kind of sitting there listening. But no really further comment. Just kind of sitting there listening. So back over to you, KK4JZX, and Annette, KD0ETQ.
All right, folks. I'm gonna go through the list of questions again, list of topics for tonight, and take one final round of check-ins. And after that, if there are no further questions, comments, or suggestions, we're going to go ahead and put a ribbon on this one. This is KK4JZX, and tonight we've got a question by Doug and 6NFF regarding the Kenwood TMV71A. He wants to know, I know that there are a couple of people that are looking this up tonight. He wants to find out how to set up a crossband repeat on that particular radio. The radio does have a voice chip. And we've got a question by Mike, who was asking about controlling his TS-480 remotely, about two blocks away. He's got the station at one location, and he's got the monitor at another location about two blocks away. And line of sight is pretty good, and he would like to be able to control that possibly using Wi-Fi. We've got two possible cliffhangers. The question by KK4QL, which was a cliffhanger last week, was I think answered by Pat, which is how to remote control. Actually, not how, but if remote controlling an Echolink station is possible, to remote control an Echolink station, launch Echolink, close the remote control software, and leave Echolink running. I think that was answered, and so hopefully, if KK4QL Tracy is listening, he's got his answer, and he should be able to do what he wanted to do. And on my Go Kit, I think that I'm going to be asking questions probably every week about this, because by April 4th, I'm going to have something to bring with me on the trip. So if you guys have any questions, any comments on what has already been discussed, go ahead with your comment. If you don't, then we'll go ahead and close the net for tonight. But go ahead and make your comment. Check in for at this time.
A KK4JZX W7ALX. I have a suggestion and a question.
W7ALX, go ahead with your your comment and suggestion.
W7ALX. Jose. First of all, what radio are you taking on your trip with you? Is it HF, or are you VHF, UHF only?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have my general license yet, so I'm UHF, VHF. I don't know if I have privileges on HF. I think I do, but I think it's only CW. So that's what I've got. And I've got two radios, but I've got two HTs. I've got a Baofeng, which I don't think which I don't know if it would work for me, and then I've got a Umsheng that I have here as well. So I might be looking at something else for this particular trip, if that's what's needed. Go ahead.
A W7ALX. Yeah, I copy you there. I believe, you know, I wanted to share with you, and my comments were because I spend a lot of time on the ocean. I work with charter houses here, sport fishing charter houses, and so we run anywhere from 5 to 50 miles offshore. We also have on the mountain tops. We have a pretty good contact. Well, I do. I can hit the repeaters from 50 miles out with just my HT. I use two of them. I have a the TH6 the THF6A, the Kenwood. And then I also have an ICOM N88, which is a marine radio, but there are portions of it that you can get a... It takes a special software to load in the ham frequencies into that, and it's only 2 meter only. But I'm able to hit both of them, both of those, actually three repeater sites. I'm able to hit them from 50 miles offshore. Of course, it's a good line of sight to the repeaters, which are up on the mountaintop. So I don't know what type of challenges you will be facing out in. Sounds like you're going to be out in the swamp. W7ALX.
Well, last time we were there in April, Mike, it's Peace River, and it's supposed to be a Peace River. It's supposed to be a quiet paddle down the river, but it never is for us. Last time we were there in July, we ran into a log that was covering the entire width of the river, and about a 50-foot patch of lily pads before and after the log, and probably a couple of, I don't want to exaggerate, but a few thousand banana spiders that we had to crawl through to get around. So it was tough. And the terrain, there's a lot of foliage, a lot of trees, a lot of winding. That river has a lot of winding, and there are some areas where where it gets pretty rough because civilization gets thin, so there's not much out there. So we do have a lot of trees that we have to worry about. So we might have to string something up there into the trees, but I think that would be the only obstacle. And I don't know that the elevation that the repeaters are elevated, how far up they're elevated. I doubt they're elevated far up enough and to be hit line of sight like that. I don't know. So I've got to give it a try one of these days when I go back in April. But that's what we've run into there. Go ahead, Mike.
A W7ALX here. Okay, Jose, I understand. I was gonna also suggest I use a when I'm on the water, besides the emergency kit that's in there for medical as well as for survival. But I use it's a submersible. It's a backpack that I got from Cabela's, and it's a submersible, completely waterproof. And it carries, when I'm out on the water, there's three radios that I carry on board. But the ICOM, the M88, is a waterproof, and it is submersible down to 600 feet. Now, why anyone would be calling from 600 feet down, I have no idea. Anyway, those are my comments and suggestions for you, and I hope you can find some use. But thank you very much for this evening, and of course you always do a great job there, Jose. Anyway, back over to you. I'll say goodnight. You probably want to wrap this up and put the ribbon on there. 73s to everyone. Back over to KK4JZX W7ALX Depot Bay, 73.
All right, Mike, W7ALX, thank you very much for checking in tonight, and thank you for all your suggestions. I definitely appreciate that, and I'm going to be bringing this topic up a little bit more often now. Hopefully it won't annoy everybody, the situation that we were in last April, we definitely don't want to be in that situation again, where we had stalkers and we had no way of communicating. So that's not going to happen to us again, because we're going to be prepared with more communication. And so while we were a large group, it was still dangerous, because you never know people like that, what their intentions are and what they're bringing with them. So you've got to be able to communicate and call for help if possible. All right, does anybody else have any further comments for tonight? Go ahead, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
KJ6. KJ6. ZKC.
KJ6 ZKC, go ahead. Thank you for checking in.
Yeah, great job, Jose. This is Mike India Kilo Echo. And I have found that when I go to YouTube and just type in ham radio, I get a lot of good information on GoKit and things like that. And I'm trying to put one together for myself. Due to the fact that out here in the Bay Area, let me break for a second. I'm right in the middle of earthquake country here in San Jose, and they say one of these days we're going to get the big one, so I'm trying to get ready for that, and then I have some other issues as well. I also use a motorized wheelchair, so that's another issue in itself, but I know it's really important for people around here to get their grab-and-go bags ready if they need them, and I just, I'm only a tech right now, but I'm going after my general, but, you know, just having a radio with me when I'm out is a big help. Okay, then I'll say 73, and back to you. KJ6, ZKC.
All right, KJ6ZKC, Mike, thank you very much for checking in tonight, and appreciate your kind comments. And yeah, I understand what you're talking about, because I've read quite a bit about where, you know, your area there. And yeah, they do say that the big one is supposed to be coming, but you just never know when it is. It could be 100 years, or it could be a day, so you never know. So you gotta be prepared, and go ahead, yeah, get your general license, because I'm working on mine as well, and I'm almost ready to take the exam. It's just that I'm waiting for my daughter to finish preparing for her exam, because she's 12, and she wants to be a ham radio operator as well. She wants to be a technician, so she's been studying, and we're gonna go take the exam together. She'll take the technician exam, and I'll take the general exam. And then she'll have a radio, and we'll be able to talk. She lives about a couple of miles away from me, so we'll be able to talk easily. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Thank you very much, folks, for checking in tonight. I'm taking any last-minute check-ins, any questions, any suggestions, and any new topics, I'll take them as well. Go ahead.
Nick Contrero, do check in Kilowatt Echo 5, Alpha Golf Hotel.
Sounds like I heard Eddie there. KE5, AGH, KE5, AGH, Eddie. Wow, nice to have you on here, Eddie. Go ahead with your comment or question. Thank you very much for joining us, buddy. This is KK4JZX.
All right, earlier you thought that you just had CW privileges on 10 meters. You have voice at 28,300 to 28,500. Just FYI, you get your general, there's a pretty big band segment there that you continue to get, and definitely a worldwide band. I don't know how crowded it is there. I haven't been listening there or anything, but 28,300 to 28,500, my friend, is yours to use right now if you can get there.
All right, Eddie. I didn't know that. If I copy that correctly, you're saying that on for technician, 28,300 to 28,500 is available voice. Is that, did I copy that correct, Eddie? Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, sideband only. 28,300, 28,500 voice, upper sideband, everything. Mostly, everything above 10 megs is upper sideband, and everything below it except for 60 meters is lower sideband. 60 meters. I wouldn't mind giving that a whirl if I had the ticket. I think that'd be an interesting band. Make the playing field kind of evened out there. To see what the band conditions would give you and what it wouldn't give you. But, yeah, you're ready for voice right now. 28,300 to 28,500 voice, upper side. And you could, you know, you can get to Japan and New Zealand and should be at this hour right now. You should be getting New Zealand and Australia about right now. Usually when the American skip drops out, that is prime time to get to New Zealand and Australia. That's generally prime time to get there.
All right, Eddie, KE5AGH, thank you very much for that. That's good to know, because I had been told that it was only CW, but thank you. Appreciate that. Do you have any other comments for us tonight, Eddie? Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
That about covers it so far. Maybe somebody will come in there with a question there, and if I can be of any help, we'll be right here listening to the net, and if I can't, we'll refrain from transmitting.
Okay, Eddie. Thank you very much. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Tonight is Thursday, January 3rd, 2013. Wow. Can't believe I'm saying that, but it is 2013, folks. Happy New Year. And we're taking any final check-ins, any final comments, any final suggestions, anything that you might want to bring up on the Handy Ham Radio Club and TechNet before we close tonight. Go ahead, it's your turn.
I don't know who told you what, but they told you wrong, I'm afraid. Well, I know they did, but anyway, you take care of yourself, and all the best from Eddie. KE5AGH.
I'm sorry, I was doubling. I think I was doubling with you there, but thank you very much for your help, and thank you very much for always providing very good information here on the TechNet. Every time you come on, you have good stuff to say, and I do appreciate that. We do appreciate that, and hopefully you'll be able to join us next week as well. And, you know, especially since you've got a lot of experience and you are willing to share it, we're willing to take it. And we do appreciate that. This is KK4JZX. I'm taking any final check-ins for tonight for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. And if you've got any final comments, any final questions, we're going to go ahead and take them. And unless I hear, if I hear no one else, then I will go ahead and close the net. It's your turn on the net.
KF5QQB with a comment.
Sounds like my friend from New Orleans, Eric, KF5QQB. Go ahead with your comment.
Errol.org has a really nice, well-made chart of the band plans for the different bands. And also, you have to remember, if you're in an emergency situation, the band plan doesn't apply. You can transmit on any frequency that you need to get somebody's attention to help you out. And also, it'd probably be a good idea to come up with a better antenna for your handy talkies than just the rubber duck, because those things barely work. KF5QQB clear.
KF5QQB, this is KK4JZX. Eric, I've been reading your emails and suggestions that you sent me a few weeks ago, right before the holidays, and I did find some very good information there. So I do appreciate your emails and your links that you sent me. I'm going to be using a lot of the information you sent me already, and I'm going to be including a lot of that into my my kit, which I'm going to be carrying with me, including some waterproof stuff that boxes perhaps, or waterproof backpacks that were also mentioned tonight. So I definitely have my work cut out for me before this April trip. But I do appreciate that you mentioned about the emergency calls, because when we were out there last time, we didn't have a radio. I did not have a handy talkie or any type of radio at all. All we had was cell phones, and none of them worked. none of them worked, and most of the other people's batteries were out. And so when I turned on my phone to dial 911, there were no bars, and that was pretty bad. And we had people in the camp, and they were coming toward the camp. Thank goodness we were the numbers were on our side. We were 12, and they were about 4. So we came out in numbers, and they decided it wasn't going to be a good idea to come to keep coming toward the camp. So they ran off, got in their truck, and left. But anyway, thanks, Eric. Do you have any final comments for tonight? Go ahead.
No, that's that pretty much does it. Thanks for letting me check in. I was trying to connect up the local repeater, but my handy talkie doesn't always send out good code, so I decided to just use my computer to connect. KF5QQB clear.
All right, KF5QQB. This is KK4JZX. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure having you on here, and always have had the good discussions here. Hopefully you'll be able to join us next week as well. I haven't heard from Herb. I've got to give him a call, check up on him. I don't know how he's doing last couple of days. I spoke with him on the 31st, but after that, it's been about 4 days now, and I haven't spoken with him. I'd like to get in touch with him at least once a day and check up on him, but I'll do that tomorrow. Are there any further check-ins for tonight, folks? If there are not, we're going to go ahead and close this net. You want to check in tonight, or you want to pose a question or make a comment, it's your turn on the net.
KS7UTR, comment on the TMV71.
Hold out there.
All right, that last station. I've got one station, KF7UTR Brad, but the last station I think was coming in on RF. Go ahead with your call again, please. This is KK4JZX.
We'll go for it again there. Kilo, Charlie, Zero, Zulu, November, Delta.
I hope I got that one right, KC0KND. I'll come back to you, but did I get that call sign right? Go ahead.
It's Zulu November Delta, KC0 Zulu November Delta.
Got it that time. KC0ZND. I'll come back to you, but I'll take... actually, you know what? Let me take you, because I think it sounds like you're mobile. Brad, I'm sorry, but let me take him first and see if we've got any traffic or any questions or any comments. Go ahead, KC0ZND.
Okay, I appreciate it there. KC0ZND. Steve up here in Clear Lake, Minnesota. That's 65 miles northwest of the repeater. I'm just running a little J-pole. So, but like I said, my first personal is Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. And I'm located up here in Clear Lake, Minnesota, 65 miles northwest of Minneapolis, or the repeater. And I just wanted to say hi and get checked in there. Happy New Year.
All right, Steve, KC0ZND, thank you very much for checking in. Sounding pretty good there. Appreciate your check-in. We're here every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We definitely appreciate your check-in. And if you've got a question that you want to bring up at any time, you can bring it up here on the TechNet, and we'll try to answer it for you. Or if you've got an answer for somebody here, I know people here have... in your area have had a lot of good answers for a lot of questions that we've brought up here on the TechNet. So we definitely appreciate the check-in. KF7UTR, Brad, go ahead with your comment about the TMV-718. I hope that Doug is still on, but we'll call on him. And Doug, N6NFF, are you still on? This is KK4JZX.
Yes, sir. Jose, I still am here, and my wife's holding dinner for me, but if the other station has something concerning my query, I'd sure appreciate hearing it. So go ahead there, Jose. Here is N6NFF.
KF7UTR, this is KK4JZX. Go ahead and go direct with Doug there, N6NFF, with your comment about the TMV-71A. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jose. Doug, I did a quick browse at the manual online, and here's the direction to go. Menu 403, you're going to change it to cross, and then you have a choice of A transmit or B transmit, Alpha transmit or Bravo transmit. After you change it to cross with that transmit choice, turn your radio off. And then when you are going to repower, press tone plus the power on at the same time, and that will put you in the crossband repeater for your radio. KF7UTR.
Okay, I think I got it. I've looked at that menu before, and it gives the choice of cross, A or B, transmit. Cross is the default. Do you choose, or do you put it in cross first, or do you choose between whether you want A transmit or B transmit?
The way I'm understanding what I read, and like I said, I just had to pull it up on my Smarter Than Me phone, it looks like you hit cross first, and then you pick the Alpha or Bravo transmit.
Okay, I think I understand that. Then the rest is simple. Turn the radio off, and then when you want to turn it back on, hold in the tone button and press the power on button, and it'll go into crossband repeat. Is that right?
You do have that correct by what I was able to read and scribble down into my notes. So, on that, good luck with it. I hope you get it figured out. Hope I helped you in the proper direction. KF7UTR, back to you in the net.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much for your help. I really appreciate it. I'll say 7-3 to you and the rest of the net, and have a very pleasant evening. Back to you, Jose, KK4JZX from N6NFF.
All right, this is exactly what this TechNet is intended to do, to create this type of collaboration, and we've definitely, shown it tonight. And Brad, KF7UTR, thank you very much for looking that up. I'm glad you were able to find it before we're closing the net here. And Doug, thanks for bringing up the question, and hopefully you'll get that set up the way you want it. Folks, we're about to come to a close here, but... it's been a pretty good net, and we've had some pretty good questions. Every night that we're here, we have very good questions, and A lot of times it focuses on one particular topic, such as antennas. Sometimes we've got multiple topics, like tonight, but we always have good collaboration, good answers, and good questions. So we definitely appreciate that everybody that joined us tonight was able to join us. We definitely appreciate that Handy Ham is allowing us to do this, and that we are fortunate enough to be able to live through this and work with technology such as this and work with individuals that are willing to help one another. That is what Ham Radio is all about. So thank you very much for all that checked in tonight. And I'm going to call for last-minute check-ins and questions and comments before we close the net. So go ahead.
KK4JZX, N0TNL.
N0TNL, you're going to kill me, but I don't remember your handle, and I apologize for that. But I know who you are, and I know your voice. It's same thing with Mike earlier, but go ahead with your comments.
Good evening, Jose. This is Matt, N0TNL, and no, I won't get upset with you, I promise. I was just going to, and I don't understand, I understand you were in a situation that needed to be handled, and my hat's off to you for doing what you had to do under the circumstances that you felt were necessary. One might add that if you're going to do a lot of traveling around, double check the coverage plans before you leave. Two, to that effect, ask other federal agencies. Don't be as afraid to look up, particularly in the boating environment, one group of volunteers that really has it put together well is the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. And just Google that and place the zip code as to where you're traveling to. They have on the air nets for their own traffic. But if you can work their net as a station in peril, they will definitely serve you. And I believe their primary mission is on the assigned VHF high-band marine frequencies. But, you know, with the advent of these TYT radios and dual type acceptance now, as your number of your previous callers have said, in a life or property emergency, anything goes, and that also might be an option.
Yeah, Matt, thank you, N0TNL. We, that particular time, I went up there. I've been going up there for 20 years, never encountered a situation like this, but there's always a first for everything, right? And we had coverage for the four different providers. T-Mobile. We had coverage for AT&T and Verizon, and we had coverage for two other companies that are lower in terms of, you know, what their coverage is. But supposedly they had very good coverage in those areas, and we, for some reason, we had a blackout. Everybody had a blackout. But yeah, definitely appreciate your comments. If you've got any further comments, go ahead, and then we'll continue with closing the net here.
I really don't. I just wanted to make everybody aware of that federal resource. And, you know, it'll take some time to become affiliated, but you're very credible in the way that you carry yourself, and that might be a good volunteer unit for you to at least talk to, if not join, particularly if you do a lot of travel in secondary circumstances. It sounds like you do more than your share. So wanted to share what I knew from this end, N0TNL.
Very much. Appreciate that. And I took notes here, and I always listen back on the tech nets and try to pick out those notes that were really important. So I'll definitely go back and do a little bit of research on this, and I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind and keep that in my list here. I'm gonna go do a little bit of research in the next couple of weeks on that. And okay, folks. So before we close the net, are there any further comments or questions for tonight? Go ahead. All right, thank you very much to everybody that joined us tonight and to all the folks that had good questions. I think we have one question that that was not answered, and hopefully Mike will be able to come in and ask the question next week again. It's about the TS-480, and we hope to be able to answer it next week. If not, we'll come up with an answer during the week sometime. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club Net, TechNet, for January 3rd, 2013. And we are returning all equipment to normal operating parameters. And I want to thank everybody, including the repeater owners. I want to thank Handy Ham for allowing us to get together here on this conference to talk about technology, something that we love to talk about. And we appreciate that we are given the opportunity to do this. Thank you very much, and 73s.
Jose, KD0ETQ. Do you need your recording, or do you have it yourself?